time for another WNST Baltimore Sports News Update. Here's Luke Jones.
Roquan Smith met with the media following the Ravens' loss to Philadelphia on Sunday.
We're going into the bye week just knowing that, hey, you know, this game got away from us, but you can't let this game beat us twice, have to recharge, and just knowing that, you know, four-game stretch at the end. We do what we have to do the four-game stretch at the end, win the division, and just have to have that mindset, but just have to do it one game at a time.
How key is that bye right now? It's been a long season at this point. Rarely do you have to wait this long to get to it.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that bye is crucial at this point in the season, just knowing where we are as a team and the mindset that we have, for knowing that we want to make a push, and we will make a push, and like having that reset button. Obviously, we won't have a first-round bye as we did last year, but just having this bye right now and just knowing it's going to be down the stretch and that these four games are going to be very important, and got to get better from this game, and just knowing that we have a New York team. Guys are going to be hungry regardless of their record and whatnot, and just knowing guys are fighting for their livelihood. So at the end of the day, they have families to feed, so do we. So it's not going to be a walkover. So we got to go in, take this week off mentally, physically, give our bodies a reset, and then get ready for New York, and just knowing it's going to be a nice little stretch.
Roquan, what's kind of the, you know, Justin Tucker came in the season, was active people in the NFL, going through some struggles right now. What do you feel the team's confidence level is in Justin?
I have the utmost confidence in Tuck. He's a Hall of Famer for a reason. And, you know, kicks, yeah, no one's perfect at the end of the day. So that's not my job. I'm no special team coach, no kicking coach. So I don't really know the nuances of kicking. But I just know he's a guy, he's a leader, and he's going to get it right. And I have the utmost faith and respect for him when it all boils down that we're going to depend on him, and he's going to come through for us.
All right, thanks, Rob.
Thanks, Rob.